What's good, y'all? It's that time of the year, and we've got bills to pay. So if you enjoy listening to the show, hit the links in the description to support by donating, joining our Patreon, or buying some new merch. If about 10% of you listening right now donate $10 to support the show, we'd have enough to cover an entire year's worth of cost of production. Over the years, I've been very intentional about turning down ads for things that didn't align with our values, so you don't have to listen to us talk about gambling or boner pills or any of that other crap. But that's only possible through the support of you, our listeners. So we've created some new ways for you to support, and again, if you enjoy listening to the show, hit the links in the description to support by donating, joining our Patreon, or buying some of our new merch. And of course, don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you, and we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Now let's get into today's show.
Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move! Oh, LeBron James with no regard for human life! 12 seconds.
Bryant for the win! Bang! Iverson! Against Gil, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win!
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Sneaker History Podcast. I'm here with two compadres, Mike and Rohit. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Just chilling. Just ready for our second round of the CrossFit Open tomorrow. Hoping to do halfway decent. So I'm all right.
You're going to do more than halfway decent. You're going to do, let's go four-fifths decent, because you're four-fifths of decent. Not going to even say that, because there's a weird historical precedence, listener.
I was like, oh, no.
And I'm not trying to get canceled. I'm doing great. And in the immortal words of Curtis Jackson and his squire, Justin Timberlake, I'm tired of using technology.
I don't know if people are going to get that last twang. I got what you were going for. If you're of a certain age, you totally got it.
You know what it is.
We'll see what the people think. Leave a comment on this episode if you understand Rohit's 50 Cent and Justin Timberlake reference. Mike, you're going to do great. I see you putting in that work with your brother wearing the Reebok Nanos. So if anything, you're going to look good doing whatever you do. So
I try, man. I try to look fly at least. If I suck it, at least I look good as I fail.
You always got a smile on your face and you always look fly, so I'm not worried about you. And in the old Deion Sanders adage, you look good, you play good, you play good, you feel good. And there's nobody better feeling than my man Mad Muscle Mike Guillory.
Muscle Mike. Well, I mean,
so swole.
I mean, let's do rocking and copping. And I know, Ro, you have something that looks really good. So what do you got there?
I had the Kobe 6s with the sale colorway, and I left them downstairs because I just figured there's a bad juju in that room that we were initially recording in. So listener, you've seen the shoe, but I will say this. I want to thank Mother Nature and the spirit of the Mamba for allowing me to get those pairs, because there was a blizzard right before the day they were set to drop in the greater Portland area. So that definitely impacted some people's ability to get them, but not your boy, because he lives in the suburbs. And that's one cool thing about being washed. And then as for my rockin', I was rocking my comm slides today because it was unusually brisk, and your boy thought he had a pair of sneakers at work. He did not. So as a walk of shame, instead of a scarlet letter, he wore blue flip-flops for the day.
Your what slides? What are they called?
Those comm slides?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That's the same look and tone. You know how you have certain mentors and people you really respect in your life, and then you don't see them for 2 years, and then the first time you see them, you're wearing calm slides on a 56-degree day, and they're just like, why did I ever invest anything in you?
Where did I go wrong with you?
I have to ask.
How do I reach these kids?
Out of pure curiosity, and I mean nothing by this, what are they called again?
The calm slides.
Are there calm socks?
I feel like, listener, there was a whole monologue that none of you are ever going to hear about where I learned about a recent.
This is
internet
all real
phenomenon.
Products. They have Benzai, slides, maybe a sock too. They have, I don't know. .com? Is that the play on? Serious question. Do you think that's the play on word?
I'm calming down. Like C-A-L-M. I'm going to spell it. Put it on the screen. Spell.
No, but to your point, Robbie, they also have offline mules. So there you go.
Exactly. That's why I was like, man, like.
Well, here's another thousand air idea, Nike. You do a pack where you have the calm slides and the offline pack. So then you're either online or offline. Shout out to Carlo.
That's very good.
Thank you, Robbie.
That was a
Mike.
Good... What do you got, Mike?
Oh my God! All right, so my rocking is the Reebok Chuku O2, the collaboration with Toby and Gwingwe. Dude, this sneaker is sick, man.
What did you say? What words just came out of your mouth?
So it was a lot of a lot of different language I had to try to learn from that video. Which, hey, I speak English.
You crushed it.
Thank you. I'm self-conscious about that because I'm like, man, I don't want to destroy the Igbo language. So shout out to Reebok for sending this pair over. Definitely one of the most interesting pairs to come out in 2025 so far. And material's stupid good on them. So definitely worth a check out if you like turf shoes since they're coming back in style. My copping is going to be one I probably won't get. I'm just... you know, just hoping, wishing a prayer. The Nigel Brick by Brick 4s, I think they come out, what, the 14th or something like that? Want that pair if anything's left from, you know, all backdoor and thievery and all that great stuff.
But... we'll circle back to those. That's a good topic. So we'll definitely come back to that as one of our... We'll spend a couple minutes on that shoe in this episode. So, gorgeous model. So for me, I've been rocking a shoe that never gets old, never goes out of style. I've been playing in like Protros and like new basketball shoes, but there's something about patent leather.
Oh, bring
it never goes
back.
Out of style, baby. The G2 Pro model. These things are like the 2019 Restro Mod that has bounce in them. So these are cushiony. The back has this soft tab on it instead of like the hard. These are just everything you visually want from being somebody born in the early 90s or late 80s and having basketball shoes on. So these are one of my favorites, and I'm gonna talk more about Adidas basketball shoes in a minute, because like, you go old, you go new, you go good. No, there's no wrong way to slice it up. And then for copping, you know, Snipes did a collab on the Superstar, and it kind of pays homage to New York City's tattoo heritage. They're known as like the modern tattoo capital of the world, the U.S. at least. But it's in collaboration with the Memorial Brooklyn Tattoo. It's like they hosted a networking event for young aspiring tattoo artists in the city. The shoes are available now as Snipes. You can get them in full size runs. I checked before we started recording, and I've always just kind of had like a soft spot for like tattoo print with red. It's not a new sneaker theme. I think every brand has done some type of like tattoo or tribal look on a sneaker. But I mean, the Superstar lends itself so well. As long as that front shell toe is white or black, in my opinion, as long as you don't touch the shell, you can put pretty much on anything on a Superstar. So interested in them, $110, available now, Snipes exclusive. They're dope. So make sure you check those out. And then let's kind of circle back. We'll dive into some AE stuff, but you know, I watched the Clippers lose to the Lakers twice last week, and it was like, man, what a treat twice in 1 week. But I'm not going to lie. I keep watching James Harden in the Harden 9 and his center, Zubac, and then I see Jalen Williams wearing them. The Harden 9 is easily.
Hey, Nick Engvall here. You've reached the end of this episode. Unless, of course, you're a member of our Patreon. That's how we keep this show independent, and it also gives you access to exclusive content like videos, podcasts, and all sorts of other stuff within our community. Head to patreon.com/sneakerhistory to join and listen to the rest of this episode.